Hello friends, hope you guys are doing well. Welcome to the session of this podcast. And today we are going to discuss about the most profitable and money-making blogging niche that would be great for you in 2019. Yeah, we know that new bloggers and many bloggers or the many portion who want to start their blog are first face the problem that in which niche or in which sector or in which field they should start the blog. This is one of the tricky and most frustrating questions, and many people are very frustrated while thinking about to start a new blog. So in this podcast, I'm going to solve this problem. You will find, you will get many ideas to get how to know the and how to find the new most profitable and money-making blogging niche for you. So in this field of internet marketing, we can say, or in this arena of technology, first you should remember that each and every sector is very important, and there is a viewers and there is demand of each and every bit of sectors. So first thing is that we cannot separate, that we cannot neglect one secret and one sector to other sector, that it's not profitable, it's not money making. But yeah, it is also true that out of them, some are more demanding in compared to other. So on the basis of this analysis, I am going to provide you, or I'm going to give you some information of different niches that could be prove more beneficial for you when you start blogging in this field or in this niche, right? So because if you see the analysis of Google search, so billions of pages are searched per day, and that pages are searched not in a one sector, not in a one niche, combination of all niche, whether it is finance, whether it is learning, education, IT sector, anything, any else, whatever you think, that search is present in the Google search, right? People are searching on it, but some are searched more, some are searched comparatively higher. So on the basis of this statement, I am going to give you some good niche. So now the first I would like to prefer is health caring niche. Yes, you heard right, this is the top in my list. Health niche is one of the most profitable and money making niche as per by the Cool Tech and Spy team. So in this sector, you can easily make money by blogging if you have a good understanding and you are related to this field. So one advice coming over here, blogging should be done, or website should be created only in that niche in which you have a lot of interest, right? If you don't have interest in that sector, then you are not going to move along, right? You cannot go long way if you are not having interest in that sector, because after some time, after putting some effort initially, you will feel distracted, and because you don't have the interest in that particular field, so it would be not beneficial for you in long run. So if you have interest in health sector, you are health care, so and in this health, it's a broad sector, right? Health niche is very broad. It covers all the information, medical information, health issue, health hazards, anything comes in this health niche area. So under this, if you create a blog in this sector, there is a lot of chance to get success and easy money making. So moving further, in health caring niche or health niche, what would be the more searches, or what are the more sub niche where you can start your blogging? So now in this list contains, you can go for weight loss field, right? You can go for diet blogs, you can create a blog where you can advise people about the different diets, diet plans, diet routine. So that is the one of the most demanding field. Now next is the nutrition and food blogs. You can create nutrition and food blogs giving information about the each food and its nutrients capacity, right? And you can go for disease and disorder, right? Training and exercise blog. You can create blogs regarding cure diabetes, right? Cure diabetes, cure arthritis. But note here, you must be a medical practitioner. You cannot go blindly for these things. So it is not recommended by our side from Cool Techno Spy or for any group. Right? Next is, you can create the health information for women, right? Nutrition for women. And you can also create blog related to depression and their remedies. That is also very important. Hair loss related blog, yoga tips, ideas on growing taller. These things are very, very impressive. And these, you believe me, there are lots of millions of searches per day happening in this Google searches, right? People are looking for these ideas. People are getting more curious about their health. So these are evergreen and demanding niche, right? Health niche, healthcare niche. So now, broadly moving to the next. So next comes is finance and insurance niche. Yeah, that is also a very, 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 very demanding, very high CPC in Google search. So this sector requires a lot of experience, and you must have a background of finance and insurance field so that you can do very excel in this. So this recommendation is that you must have some bit of experience in finance and insurance, otherwise you cannot go well in a long way. So that's why it's advisable. So under finance and finance and insurance niche, you can go for the micro niche like finance planning. You can explain the financial planning for the people. The people are all more curious about their planning, saving money, investing the money. So these things are very happening. Next is, you can create a blog for finance planning for business person, finance planning for job people, insurance for beginners. Means you can provide education, educate the people how the insurance is beneficial for beginners, because in beginners people are not aware. In the starting of their job phase, people are not aware. So you can give bit of information through your blog, then it's a very, very effective, right? Insurance for retired people, you can provide information, right, through your blog. You can create a blog on vehicle insurance advice, right? You can create blog for home insurance advice, credit card and financial impact, role of credit card in financial planning. These things are very, 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 very micro important, very important financial sectors and financial and insurance sector niche. Now next is blogging tutorial niche. Itself, blogging is a field itself. If you are become a tutorial, if you have particular expertise, you have got some bit of experience in blogging, you learn about how to do better blogging, you are able to do better SEO and able to rank your website, rank your site on a Google search, then you become a master. So you can provide, so you can create a blog regarding this and give information. So under this, you can create a blog for SEO tutorials, how to create high quality backlinks. You can create the blog. These are the sub niches under this blogging sector, right? So you can create a blogging, you can create a tutorial blog on what is the difference and what are different plugins for WordPress blogging versus WordPress. Here I mean to say, you can create a HTML coding design tutorials. Itself a very used thing and use informative things. The blogs become very demanding in this, right? There are very few blogs on these fields, and they are very highly authoritative. So you can do this. Now next, one of the most important is trending technology niche. This means technology niche. This is the one of the best niche, right? If you are a tech buddies, you love technology, you always get updated with the new trending technology, then you must develop your, you must create your blog on related to technology niche. So in this, you can subcategorize your blog like mobile tech information. You can provide a tab blog, separate blog for tablet. Use all the, because there are lots of companies in the market and lots of tablets manufacturer. So you can create tablet specific block, Android information you can provide, iPad, iPhone blocks related to this, application review blocks. These are very competitive. These are very competitive also. But surely these are very in demand. And next blog you can create for money making online and business niches. You can provide information how to make money online, how to make money working from home, right? These are also one of the niches. So you can create your blog, you can go for it, and it's also looking, people are looking and searching different ideas, new ideas how to earn money online. So you can probably go for this niche also. Now next is that if you are knowledgeable, if you have a knowledge of foreign language, you know foreign language, any of the foreign language, then you can teach this foreign language to the mass of the people through your blog. So you can create a blog in which you teach the any one of the foreign language, right? German, Spanish, Italian, there are lots of thousands of foreign languages. If you are expertise in any one or two, then you can create and you go for it. This is one of the superb niche I will recommend. So beauty, next coming in our list is beauty and fashion. This trends, I don't want to say anything about it. These are one of the most trending. I would have suggested in the first or the second and top view, but I'm suggesting it's not, it's coming to the down the list. It's not like that it's on the 5 and 3%. It's a top position. This and most familiar and one of the best niche, beauty and fashion. All the girls, women, all the ages of men are all looking for these types of information, tips for beauty and for the fashion. So in this you can create a sub niche that you can categorize as like this, related to skin glow tips, right? Wrinkle free face, how to make a wrinkle free face skin, right? Skin glow tips, hair loss and its remedy, trending fashion for men and women. There are lots of things you can create a blog around this niche, right? So hope you find some good bit of information of this podcast series. So thanks for listening. Have a nice day. Stay healthy. Bye bye. See you in next session.